of Steam, Steel, and Murder, bringing you the next session of our ongoing campaign. Tonight is part 2 of session 43. There's a few seconds cut off the beginning where I've switched focus from the PCs in the diner who are about to talk to Miss Blair and focus on Von Hundegaard. Enjoy the show, session 43, part 2.
Go anywhere. I just muted myself while everything else was going on.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. But, yeah, we can handle what happened to you. So what is it you wanted to accomplish?
I would like to see if I can get in contact with my brother, or at least arrange for a meeting with my brother.
Okay. You had already kind of set this up before, and you made the roll for it. They just said it would take some time. So,
let's check how that's going on.
Okay. Yes, you are able to find where your brother is holed up. The railroad is basically trying to get him out of Metapole, but he's not wanted by just, the guilds right now. He is actually being wanted, by Germany as well. He's being considered a traitor and, a fugitive, two separate counts there. So they're having a hard time getting him out of Metapole. But they can arrange a meeting for you, and they do so. Your brother, you've never quite seen him this bad before. They've got him. I'm doing Hundegaard's thing right now, so. So he's dressed in what's not much better than rags. They've got him stashed away in a dirty hotel. Of course, he has no servants, and you've never seen your brother this low before. And he's got this haunted look about his eyes. And it's just like he's been broken. But you do are able to meet him, and he stands up, and some of the old vigor comes back to him as he straightens his back, and he looks at you coldly and says, "Ah, come to gloat, have you?"
Ever charming. No, I've come to try and arrange your safety, freedom, and quite possibly method of revenge. But if you're not interested, I could leave.
You'll forgive my rudeness, brother, but we've never been on friendly terms before. Why would you help me now?
I seem to recall you asked for my help once before. And, well, as you said then, blood is thicker than water.
Yep, he doesn't seem to have the strength to continue to be his old self, and he kind of collapses in on himself, sits down a bit, and he's been drinking heavily. He pours himself out some in a cup and hands it over to you. He keeps the bottle for himself.
How cheap is this? And is this basically something you could use in an industrial?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. This is, this is bathtub gin, you know?
Okay. Yeah. During the course of this conversation, I will replace it with at some point I'll pull out my own little hip flask and we'll use that instead.
All right.
Probably you actually should have offered that first as a peace offering.
They want to make an example out of me, brother, for all the nobles that are fleeing the great German cause now. He makes a mock of it. I imagine if they get a hold of me, they'll take me back, and I suppose the guillotine is the proper way to go. Perhaps they'll just hang me in a square.
I didn't think the French influence had come so strong for a guillotine, but I don't think we'll be allowing that to happen.
He nods his head and says, they took our home, you know. Our lands. All gone. It's in the hands of that, the new Germany now. I suppose they're likely selling off all of our artifacts. The library that you cherish so much. I'm sure that's gone by now. He takes a sip.
Yes. I need to know, what were they doing with the old place before while you were still in favor.
Doing with it?
Yes. Huh? I understand a certain amount of fundage had been channeled toward the abode.
Well, yes. The upkeep continued on after I came to Metapole. They used it frequently to entertain and to have important guests there that they would lavish upon so that they could get funding. It was often used for such events. It may still be.
Okay. I'm reasonably certain that you're bright enough to work out my part in current events.
Raises his eyebrows and says, well, if the papers are to believed, you're a traitor to the crown?
Well, I guess it wasn't really our crown to begin with.
Wanted for questioning? A man of dubious distinction? Pours himself a bit more.
How taciturn newspapers are. Oh, no. Thing is, it would be useful to have you on our side.
What could I contribute? He, you know, kind of makes you, you know, he kind of, you know, looks around the squat room. You know, this is a tenement. It doesn't even have electricity or running water. He's got a pot that he's been using to go to the restroom in. It's like, my condition is a bit limited at this point.
Well, for one, I seem to recall that you are actually an active guild member now.
Oh, funny that. I suppose it never was stripped from me. That's true.
And if it were to be known that you, well, if nothing else, you could continue the post from exile for your own security. But aside from that, also, you could prove a useful rallying figure once you have regained your composure. I'm sure many other of German aristocracy would see you as a running point. It would be certainly better than myself trying to stand for the future of Germany.
Rally to what, brother? I have no cause. What is it that you hope to gain here? A free Germany? He kind of laughs at that. The people are all too happy to be turned into the slaves that they are. The trains run on time. Everyone has a good meal. They're being fed this line about being the new order, the some hooey about a master race.
And that is the sort of thing I'd like to prevent. War and murder does not become this modern age. Also, I think you should ask what you're getting out of it, in which I would simply answer your life back. If this current regime continues, well, I glance meaningfully around the room.
You know, and he swirls the liquor around in his glass. At first, I almost believed it was better to turn myself in to live in this squalor. But over the last few weeks, he downs his glass, I found a certain relief here. A certain quietude that I haven't had since we were children, really. Gotta say that I'm quite enjoying the not being quite so noble when he throws his glass down.
I'm sure you can continue your decadent decline from a position of much more comfort, though, where we were planning to arrange your transportation. It's actually a manor house that should be appointed in its favor.
He just kind of, you know, he clenches his head, rocks back and forth a bit, and says, I just want to be left alone, brother, but if you can get me out of this wretched city in some place of moderate safety, I'll be your puppet. Been a puppet to many before. Why not to one of blood?
Well, Well, if we must see each other as puppet and puppeteer, then so be it. But I hope that at some point we can act at least moderately brotherly. Yes, I hope that when we have arranged your safety, you can be of much use to us. I'm sure there is much that you know that you do not think is of much value, but to us, well, information is power.
And I forget offhand, are you the elder or is he the elder?
Younger. I'm the younger.
You're the younger. Okay.
It was a big slight when I got Eisenzen and he didn't.
Right. Well, he kind of drunkenly gets to his foot, or his feet, extends his hands to you, kind of blur, or his hand to you, kind of blurrily, and says, brother, there's far too much hate under that bridge for us to be anything more than civil to each other. But I thank you for what little is left of this life. And as he gets in a little closer, he says, you know, Father would have left it all to you.
That I find hard to believe.
And, you know, he says that kind of coldly when he says it. And he says, I've known that since we were teens, and I've hated you for it since.
Let's see what the future brings, but I suggest that over the next few nights you continue to revive low. Very low.
He looks at his three or four bottles left of rot gut and says, I'll be good for another night or two, I assume. You know where to find me. Amongst the filth.
I'm just waiting to rise like a phoenix from the ashes, I'm sure. I'll leave him the flask as I exit.
Marlowe crashes through the wall. You! I've been waiting to kill you for weeks, months.
Don't you dare kill him. Don't kill him. He's mine.
Oh, yeah, admitted Huntergard had a perverse sense of of relief to see his brother in such a condition. Okay. But, okay, back at the diner. You've passed over your ID, and he says that a few of us are left for what passes for the police anymore, but a lot of us still remember to remember swearing to serve and protect, and we do what we can. People don't have rights anymore, except for what we're able to do for them.
That's why we're here, to see what we can do about that. There are a number of topics we'd like to discuss, so I'm not sure how much we want to wait for her to be available or how much we can get done right now.
One of them looks up at the clock and says, she should be here soon. She usually comes in after shift. And actually, as he says that, you hear somebody turning the door to the private area, and Ms. Blair walks in. She's still got a riot gear on. She throws her helmet down in the corner. She hasn't really noticed you guys yet. Throws her shield down. Starts, you know, cursing up a storm as she's taking off her vest. Then she notices.
Does she recognize
them? Yeah, let's find
coffee.
Out.
Get more coffee in here now.
Yes, yes, she does. Actually, no, you're, yeah, no, he disguised you at a 9. She doesn't, actually, and, she reaches.
She eat Marlowe's?
Mine's only a 5.
No. Well, yeah, she does beat Marlowe's, but she doesn't see Marlowe at first. So she reaches for her sidearm and has got it out very quickly, pointing it at, we'll say,
there's a lot of people here. I
think. Yeah, there's quite a few people here. Just kind of points it in the room in general and starts saying, had a long day. I haven't had my coffee yet, and my finger itches. Which of you pays for this first?
Yeah, and it's good to see you too, Ms. Blair.
All right, she'll recognize the voice. She doesn't put down the gun yet, though, and just says, I still haven't had my coffee. One of the officers is pouring a cup very quickly and walking over to her. And she takes it. Still got her gun out, but she's kind of waving around the room a little bit. Yeah, she's lost quite a bit of late weight since the last you saw her. Looks like she's aged. And very haggard, very tired looking. She just kind of slumps in a chair, still waving the gun around the room as she drinks the coffee.
Does she actually have a gun?
Uh-huh. Yes, she does.
I asked her, I thought those were illegal.
Guilds make the rules. We all have these now. Drops it on the table. So, what brings you back?
There's a few matters that we need to take care of while we're here. Number one would probably be the situation while we are in here. Have you had any interaction with Deer recently?
No. Haven't talked to anyone from the guilds directly since I got busted down.
Any news on what he might be up to?
News? Yeah. His face is on the kinetoscopes, which is like the TV sets at the time. And the newspaper every morning declaring this or that and taking away even more of our liberties. Now half the population's already left Metapole.
There was something about this Joshua Deer, which information we have, which might explain a few things, which I don't know how well you'll believe it, but it might help you to see that things don't all have a bad light to them. Whether or not you may believe us, I'll come out and be blunt. This Deer is a clone.
Wow.
Right. You will have to explain the word clone to her, but she'll get it after a bit.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the word we've been using anyway, but since we...
Doppelganger. Doppelganger.
Doppelganger. It's a doppelganger. Yeah.
Well, it would explain a few things, I would imagine, but what proof do you have of this?
Dwarfly blunt.
His actions, one of us managed to observe him recently, but didn't realize the significance of what they saw until too late. Ignore the quiet whispering there. But we have also discussed with his boss, and he has also come quite pretty much right out and confirmed our suspicions that he is indeed a doppelganger.
And a puppet for a higher master. Ma'am.
Well, that would go a long way to explain some things, but what's there to be done about it?
Kill him, find the real Deer.
They've all pretty much gone mad. I think if you killed him, who would get in replacement might be much worse.
No. Save the real Deer, ma'am, and get him in charge and start reversing all of this nonsense.
He's still alive.
We think so, yes. We think he needs to be in order for this doppelganger to function properly. We don't have 100% proof of this, but we believe this to be the case, and we would like to make all effort to rescue him if we can.
She looks over at Elizabeth and tips her coffee mug at you and says, "Who are you? I don't believe I've ever met you before."
No, you haven't.
Well, I don't know how well she recognizes the Australian either.
Or the freaking guy who keeps talking to her.
I haven't exactly gone around introducing and naming names.
Sure enough. She's pointing out, she's taking out Elizabeth because she doesn't really fit in with the rest of you.
You might not want to give real names out. These are bad times. Bad things happen.
Okay, that there is John Doe. This is Jack Doe.
I'm John. Hi, I'm John Smith.
And this is Jane Smith.
No relation.
Times afoot.
Are you actually trying to disguise your voice? Are you actually trying to disguise your voice or not?
Maybe.
Because if you are thinking it's going to be a role.
It's hard times, right?
Might have burned his throat with the coffee there.
Yes, it's hard times. We need to. I mean, we don't know who might be listening in. And
oh, this place? You don't have to really worry about this. The the owner is Guild.
Deer is already aware of us anyway, so I don't think that there's nothing he's going to learn from us talking.
He doesn't know we're here now. Or didn't.
I'm not going to put that past him, to be honest.
She explains that the cook who owns the place actually inherited it from his father, who was Guild certified, and so he had the correct paperwork, but is not sympathetic at all to what's going on.
I'm sure that they don't have this place under surveillance.
It's
she probably
but what about that cloth right
at that point?
Oh, of course it's under surveillance. What about
that cloth there? That looks familiar. It doesn't look familiar to me, but maybe familiar to you. It almost looks like it's from
church,
Venus.
Church, they made me swat you.
No, she says, yeah, of course it's being watched. I've got at least 3 or 4 guys around it at all times. I'd like to know who's keeping tabs on us.
Or in here.
Should be safe. She goes down to her flak vest and pulls out a little slender metal object, brass and glass like most things, lays it on the table, and it's got a pretty steady, kind of a beep going on, no lights.
Yes, I wasn't referring to that.
Ozzy, no, leave it alone.
I'm leaving it alone. Just warning my companions from speaking too freely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're in enough trouble that this isn't going to help. This is going to make things worse.
Well, that's still... There are a few more questions to remain to be asked.
There's a few more topics we need to discuss, let alone discussing more about what's up with Deer.
Yeah. She doesn't know about Deer, so...
Does now.
But the next thing we can ask is...
Does she know about the gorillas?
Are you guys talking in front of her?
Yes.
I imagine we are.
Yes, we are. We don't have PC hive mind, right. So yes, we are.
So yeah, she says, of course I've seen them myself, but they pretty much come out at night during the fogs. people have been disappearing a lot lately. Anyone that's too vocally against what's been going on have been disappearing. Some of my men say that they use the sewers to get around town fast, and they come out at nights.
No. They mostly come out at night. Mostly.
Oh, my God.
Mostly. If only we had a mech suit. So,
yes.
Next thing.
There's so many things to bring up. We'll move on to probably what's the most urgent right this minute. Within the riots recently, there have been the number of bodies found.
Yeah, she kind of grimaces at that.
As you have no doubt realized, this is pretty much an execution.
Yeah, we haven't been able to figure out why, though. I got my men here. We're at what little protection the citizens have left, and we've been trying to figure this one out. There doesn't seem to be anything that links them together, though. All women.
Did you hear about a month ago about an airship going down? I'm not sure how widely the news got passed around.
She shakes her head, no.
Not as famous as we thought then. There was an airship operated by the Acehole Gang. And one of a few, as it turns out. And the engineers on board that ship were there under duress with their families being held hostage here in Metapol. With the knowledge of the airship going down available to the bosses, the families now deemed, if I may use the word crudely, expendable. We, however, have most of the engineers, and we want to try and get their families out and safe. We have descriptions, we have their real names, of course. We do not know who they are, if they're here under those names or not. But we need to get them out of here as soon as possible.
Hmm. She nods at this and says, do you have names, addresses?
No, no addresses. We wish we did. That would make it a lot easier to find them.
Are they going by their given names? Do you have a list?
We have their given names. We don't know what names they're under here.
Hmm. Give me what you got. I'm still officially employed. I still have access to the engines. I can look them up.
We'll organize that. That all passes. Fine. Yep. We'll get that done afterwards, what have you.
Takes down the list and says, I go back on duty in the morning. I'll have a look at these names then. How can I reach you? Phone, have you been checking ATA? I can leave a message there.
Yeah, when we remember to, yes. Yes, ADA for now will probably be until we get a more secure communications point set up. Although speaking of communication and information that's useful, Watson and Crick, you know of them?
Yeah. I dropped some samples off there for you a time or two.
Yeah, they have some information on these gorillas that we're wanting to get hold of. They might help us in our dealings with them.
Are they sympathetic to you? I can probably get in to see them, but would they help?
They seem to like us when we were talking. Admittedly, it's mainly been Bishop was the one I think who's been talking to them the most. I don't think I ever personally met them myself.
I went to see him a time or two.
Yes, and Jack Doe here obviously has. You just hear the derision dripping in my voice whenever I give his pretend name.
Yes, I can hear it even over Skype.
Well, I do have some evidence to collect from them. I can make an excuse to see them that would seem plausible enough. Yes. She writes this out in her notebook as well, so I can check into that.
Yeah. What else? Got a little list here. Does the name Von Holtz mean anything to you, the Holtz family?
Holtz family. Flips open her notebook, starts looking through it. Holtz. Nothing on my list here. Is it a name I should be looking out for?
Quite likely, yes. The previous person in charge of the Acehole gang was one Harris. You may have heard several rants on that topic from one of our compatriots. Now taken over, he is no longer a consideration in the matter. But the number two would be a Miss Samantha Holtz, I believe, or Samantha von Holtz. James is not sure how the German name system works, so...
Okay, well, she takes the name down.
We did hear tell at one point that she was in Metapol, so...
Didn't we make the connection of who she was?
Yes.
That she, yeah, but she's Samantha von Holtz here, possibly in Metapol, and she's now in charge of the Acehole gang. I'm not sure what other connection you...
The connection to the... this is me speaking meta, because this character doesn't know this, but he... The other character has said it to you.
Bishop did tell everybody this, so you
could. Yeah.
The hospital.
Yeah.
The hospital.
The hospital that collapsed, the woman that we captured, that was escaped along with the assistant.
That's we as a group first encountered her in that hospital case.
We encountered her first on the night that we fought her and
Bishop was the only one in the group at the time that did.
Really?
Yep.
That was only Wow.
It was only Bishop. No one else was playing then.
I thought that was
That was episode one.
No,
dude. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go with the GM on this for now, okay?
Okay.
Bishop, so, yeah, I give
setting in details of some case or another that's involved here.
No, that wasn't episode one, because at least her. Episode one was her father.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah. Well, it was the episode one case. It was that led into that. But no one else was playing. You were the only one there then. It was Abel and yeah.
And Mr. Picks My Pocket.
Yes. Anyway, so the rest of the group did not know anything about it until the hospital thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, that hospital thing. Right. With the mole machine. Yes, I'm vaguely remembering now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So it's tied in with that case.
Blair looks confused as the ghost of Bishop is speaking out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. And also, I'd just like to know what you guys have been up to as well. Are you now Blair's vigilantes or something?
Someone's got to help the people. She points to her shoulder pad. It's like, police don't really exist anymore. They were disbanded and guild protection was put into effect, but really the only...
What does Britain have to say about this?
Oh, they're behind it. They've actually armed us, she points to the guns. We're to get the city back under crown control. They used your supposed, how can I put this?
Rebellion?
Yeah, your rebellion as an excuse to, end the trial that the guilds have been doing in Metapole, where they were allowing other people to produce and sell. That's come to an end. Metapole is now firmly under control of the guilds and the crown, as they are in other nations. Metapole as an exercise has come to an end.
Wouldn't they consider the fact that the people who had been living
traitor in the government, a high placed one. That's all.
By the name of Deer? I don't know.
No, in the British government.
Probably.
We've known that there's been a traitor within the special forces for quite some time. I mean, there should be no surprise that they do not have their influence in the government proper.
So... Darn, and I really liked Bishop.
Yep.
Anything else I can do for you boys? It's quitting time for me. I need to get a few hours of sleep before I hit the streets tonight.
Is there anything else we wanted to know there, Jack?
How bad is the... How organized are the people? We've seen newspapers.
No organization to speak of. Most of the riots are spontaneous. They're not really controlled. There's an underground paper that you might want to take a look at. They leave bundles of them on the streets in the mornings. I'm sure you'll come across them.
Running that?
Some reporter, Anton something or other.
Well, that's reassuring.
Is it a surprise to you?
Yes, because I figured it was the bad guys running both sides of the game. That's what I would do. You run both sides. I mean, it's all about increasing the level of hostility between the citizenry and the government. Why not run both sides of the game? If you have control of both sides, you
get the outcome you want no matter what. Yep. And you win no matter who wins.
Yep.
So you're saying we need to kill Anton now.
Yeah, basically. that's it. Let's... a radio station. Do you know a radio station with lax security at night?
And a high-powered radio?
Well, there's a couple of radio stations that had to close their doors because they weren't guild-sanctioned. They probably just boarded up and police-taped right now. There's several that you could probably break into.
I can't get through that police tape.
Yep, I know. It's like steel. It's like force field. All right, I grabbed those addresses. And
yeah, she'll write down a few in the area.
Yeah.
Would you happen to have a person who is good with radios? A radio operator that we could borrow for a couple nights?
Afraid all the guys that had any particular use of technology were either pulled back into the guilds or they've left for greener pastures.
All right. Well, it's time to look at the... Let's go. Unless, Miss Von Hundegaard, I see that you just came in.
Yeah.
Unless you have something of note to worth.
Yeah,
Hundegaard, opens the door.
Well, I mean, you've always loved the papers. And you've loved Miss there. I have no problem outing you.
Yeah, of course, she has no idea who you are either. This point.
No. I am the one who is not disguised in this
yes.
flank.
I know. It's...
That's why I didn't actually say that I was turning up, because I was thinking, walking across town as myself.
Oh, I don't know. Did you show up?
Screw it. If the GM isn't going to say that something happened, then die. Fair enough, sure. I will.
Yeah, she'll blink at you a few times and sip her coffee and say, daring move.
Wait, we didn't disguise you?
No.
Why didn't
he left apparently before you were all doing
Wait,
that.
Why would you? No, I would no have method. Stopped you from leaving. There's no way. We're not going out on the streets.
He may have taken it off though to meet his brother, in which case he didn't bother putting it back on.
So. I had no disguise. I had left before you disguised anyone.
What? Wait.
Just say he doesn't have his disguise on now. Yes. We'll be done with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
My response to Blair is, some of us don't find...
If he walks in undisguised, I'm out. I get out the door, and I'm gone.
I go with him.
I don't.
The boss knows what's right.
Go on, guess who that was. Go on, guess.
Yeah, Blair just shakes her head, sips her coffee.
Let's just say not everyone finds paranoia like the fancy to their taste.
Oh, and she looks around and says, what happened to Bishop? Turns himself in, I think. I read something about that in the newspaper.
He's going to
hear his name over in Britain.
She shakes her head and says, shame what happened to his apartment building.
What happened to his apartment building?
They blew it up. She slips her
Oh, well, that lights my day up.
There's one way to get past the 14.
That lights my day up a lot.
Yeah, they couldn't get into the apartment building, so they decided it was best just to take the whole building down.
That's what I would have done. I mean, I would have used a bigger bomb, but...
They couldn't get into the apartment, so they blew it off. Why do I imagine that there's just this frame around it, and the apartment sits there for a little bit, and then collapses, then finally falls?
Because you have a weird and sick imagination, that's why.
It's place up in this giant metal box just sitting there. It's roughly the same size as your apartment in the rubble.
Well, Miss Blair says, guys, I gotta hit the streets tonight and help out where I can. I gotta get some sleep now. I'll check up on this list of people for you and get back with you when I find out anything.
Yep, we want to try and get them out before anything else happens to them.
Good luck.
Good night, Miss P. And we'll be on our way. And we have no idea how to get back in touch with Mr. Paranoia.
I'm guessing we're meeting back at the apartment. That's where I head. Since I followed Paranoia.
Yeah.
I lost him probably in the crowd.
Yeah, I'll send you there. I wanna.
If he's being sneaky, can we have an attempt? Can we have a stealthy roll from him and an attempt from us to see if he's just like being very obvious with his stealth thing?
I want to be. Well, I message what I'm doing.
Yep. Yeah. You spot the three people that are watching the diner that Blair had told you about, but nothing else.
Okay. And when they leave, is there a tail on them?
No. Looks like they're just watching the establishment. They're not really following anyone.
Wow, they're lazy. Bad guys are lazy. That's not good. That means there's something extremely nasty waiting for us.
Hey, do we still have the watch by the fringe aspect on us?
As far as you know.
Hey, can I look for any people with upside-down newspapers around?
Yeah, I'm just going to go off the alertness roll you guys rolled before. So, yeah, I mean, everything seems fine. If anyone who had the five, which was Elizabeth, yep. Rackham, Austin,
Gavin.
Yeah, Gavin. So you guys would notice the three people that are watching the diner as well.
Was this the age to wave at them?
Is there any alcohol in this place?
Yeah.
Is there any newspapers in this place?
Sure are.
All right. I want to get some alcohol, drink it, and wipe my mouth with the newspaper.
All right.
If you want to.
He's sitting there making it obvious what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you want to.
So, what's next?
I think we meet back at the apartment.
Normally safe house.
Mm. So by the time you make it back there, it's late afternoon, going into evening. You've got another hour or so of sunlight out.
And then the darkness comes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we want to do is find out where the nearest sewer entrance is and what's down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get in and out easily. Is there a sewer entrance in the building we're in?
Almost every building has a sewer entrance to it. So, okay. Yes.
Okay. Is the sewer entrance, like, is there a place where I could be concealed from the sewer entrance but still watch it?
Sure. The sewer entrance is the lowest or ground level of every building. You know, all the buildings, sewage and plumbing go into it, but there's also access grates as well. It's how it's built. Metapole gets flooding occasionally, so all the buildings have grates at the bottom floors. And this particular building, it's been unused for a while, so unfortunately there's no electricity beyond your floor. So it's awfully dark in the basement, but yeah, you do locate your sewer access.
Yeah, well, I think we should go down, scout around, and see where the nearby main sewer tunnels are that we're likely to have gorillas in. Mm-hmm. Just so we know that they are, in fact, nearby and not half a city away.
Given having worked for the public works, I will give you this. You know that the sewers are really convoluted. They're not laid out in an easy pattern that you could follow from street. You know, like, you may know where one building is to another, but you would have no idea how the sewers actually connect those two buildings.
There has been some major sewer lines, though.
Mm-hmm. There are.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to find. How close are we to a major sewer line where we are likely to have river activity?
All right, well, the first thing, you open up the grate and drop down, and there's no lights down here, so it's pitch black. There's occasionally a little bit of light every 20 to 30 feet or so. There's a little... light that's embedded in the wall that, like, it flashes, but it doesn't give enough light off to really illuminate anything. So it's the first thing you've got to deal with. It's pitch black down here. And it smells awful.
Given that we have some time until night, and we assume that the gorillas aren't let out early, we'll get a flashlight down here and have a look around.
Yep.
I'm sure that's not going to be a problem.
I'll bring the gun and grenades and smoke ember grenades.
The sewer line directly underneath the house, it's tall enough for an average person to stand upright and three of you to stand wide. But it doesn't take you much walking to find the main trunk. The main trunks are very large. There's a central area right down the middle, which is basically a water trough. Unless somebody wants to take a dive, you have no idea how deep it is. But along either side of that is like a walkway. And then to the left and to the right, there are risers, where people, like the construction workers would come down and actually work on the sewer lines. So think about the, you got a middle passage, and then to your right and to your left, you've got like, about 6 feet up, you've got like a walkway on either side.
Right.
Yep. And the sewer line down the middle spans about 8 feet. So you've got, 8 feet of running water, and then you've got several feet on each side of walkway.
Well, I'm not planning on investigating it too much. I just want to make sure there's something nearby so that we could probably get a good signal from the gorillas when they're going around. It's my main intent, unless others want to start running around the sewers.
Not particularly.
Not yet. Not till the boss orders it.
You know that these things can navigate sewers with amazing ease.
They have flashlights.
Yes, well, but
your character had never met them before. Character has never met them before. But they do see very well in very little light.
And from previous experience, they have used the sewers with rapid response. So I would rather take them on as close to even footing as we can get.
For preference, how I prefer to do it is that when we do decide to, if we decide to go into Dimension via Ape Central, we get as close as possible above ground before we go underneath and then have a signal go off at a predetermined time to incapacitate them while we go in through the Ape Central. So we don't have to try and fight our way through sewers of apes. That would be a stupid thing to do.
We also need to figure out where we're going. If they do chase you, where are you going to go?
Forward.
Straight to hell.
I mean,
Yavin, if you can get into your old office, you could get sewer maps.
I don't suppose we could try and get in contact with some of the more closest to hot-headed or revolutionary leaders. Set up a method of communication. If nothing else, it would be nice to have something to cover our retreat in a terrible situation. A little chaos rather than a natural fight.
Well, Gavin, where is your old office, and how hard would it be to get in there?
It's the used to work at the Ministry of
Bureaucracy.
Pretty much.
Yep. Yours was a government building, not necessarily a guild building, so it's not going to have that kind of protection.
Well, let's just go get them then.
Right. I mean, the quickest access probably to the evil lair is going to be Dare's office. Or Dare's home. We could just break into Dare's home, and that's where the gorillas were coming from.
We want to go through Ape Central to get to Dare's home. If we could just break into Dare's home, we wouldn't need to go into Ape Central.
Wait.
No, I want to go to your office and get those maps.
Wait, we could get to Ape Central from Dare's home.
Are we sure? I thought it was under the guild.
We know that Ape Central seems to be located at the same place as Dare Manor. We have not established for certain that there is a walkway between them as such. I presume so.
Right, but that's where we would be headed in any case, right? We would be headed to... That's,
Even though Dare is rarely at home?
We
would go to Ape Central to get to Dare's home.
Right, but why couldn't we just do it vice versa? Because Dare's home seemed
to... Why would we want to go to Ape Central? Why would that be an endpoint for us?
Because if we can, that's where we thought they were keeping Dare.
I don't know.
We were going to use Ape Central as our method of entrance. No, Dare's mansion is apparently not actually of much use anymore. Although I would like to know what address were you contacting whenever you were trying to get hold of Ratke? Was it Dare?
You called Dare's home.
Yes, that was my thought. That unless of course he's had the number rerouted to his office.
No, because I spoke with his butler every time.
His butler could have moved to the office as well. But yes, it may be worth our interest at least having a look around the mansion before we move on to our main object.
Well, I'm saying is that Dare doesn't have good security in his house. We want to get into Ape Central because that's probably where the main central everything's going down from.
I thought the problem was we couldn't get into Dare Mansion and we wanted to get there.
Dare's mansion has very little protection. Wow. It's the guild office that we
are. Dare Mansion wasn't letting people in and out, which is why we had to sneak that.
Yeah, he does have security at the mansion. It's just not as good as it is at the guild where he works.
Right. It wasn't too great. Well, things change over time.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was actually pretty good.
It's probably gotten worse.
I mean, we don't know. Well, there's so much we don't know. Let's see if Ape Central hasn't moved.
We need to spend a day or two on surveillance of everything, to be honest.
Well, let's just grab a bunch of radios, place ourselves throughout town, and see where the apes are.
That's how it worked in the first place.
Yeah, let's...
We also have a gathering for, inventory of our resources and people that are still active.
Okay, so let's go with the reporter's plan. Break into your old office, grab the maps, do the whole triangulation thing for a night, and then let's see what we get. That seems to be a good
one. Do you want to break into the office?
You have a lock key, right? Which is your picks.
You still actually have a key to the front door.
Yeah, I mean, we could just waltz right in and go, hey. Or we could just wait a little ways till night because no one goes out at night. Sneak out, break in, grab your stuff, then split up the party.
Go in through the sewers and break into the office so we can find out how to break in via the sewers.
No, we just break in through the front door. Let's get this done.
It's funnier my way.
Yes, it is funnier your way. But...
All right, so you want to check out your old office there, Gavin?
Yeah, let's go have a scope of it before we walk in.
Okay. All right, so you'll be getting there. You know, it's not quite night. It's getting dark, but the fog hasn't started coming up yet as it's wont to do. It usually takes a few hours into the night before that starts happening. But you do get there. It's starting to get a little dark. There's a notice on the front door. They're apparently closed, and they've been working on half days for a while, so they actually close early.
That's kind of odd, considering that the Crown is wanting to take more control. This is a Crown office.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, they're taking more traitor within the Crown. Doesn't that be consistent?
So there doesn't appear to be anyone around. They've locked up for the day.
Oh. How's security here?
None that you can see. Gavin, you know that usually they have guards inside, and they do have night guards. But other than that, there's not like anything. There's not like cameras or anything like that inside. They rely solely on the human security.
Right. You get the feeling we could just make this a lot easier, then we'd probably end up making it. To be honest.
We will sin.
So let's just do this, yes.
I'm getting that feeling, yeah. Are we still in the disguises, or...?
I would ask that everyone take a disguise. Because it's... Yeah. I mean, we're dealing with an enemy here that cloned our boss while we were working for him. This is not, you know... These are not a bunch of amateurs here.
Yeah, he got past you easily enough, didn't he?
Yeah, and you.
So, your key here, they haven't changed the lock, so your key still opens the front door. And since you know the layout, you know that the security desk is a little bit into the front area. So you guys trying to stealth it or what?
Yes, why not?
Yep. Sure,
why not? There are some lights on, but most of the lights are off in the building.
I'll follow the leader who has the special ability since I have a horrible stealth skill.
Stay close and be quiet.
Right, go ahead and give me a roll.
And my score just modifies y'all's score, so I got a 6.
Have we changed how your ability works? I've never understood how it works anymore.
It y'all roll. Mine just modifies you.
Wow. Yeah. How does it modify?
It's basically, while I'm, you know, if it's like you have my skill, if you want to take my orders.
Hey, Bert, I'm a Cheka driver, but Cheka first, so we know how to be quiet and sneak around.
All right. So you're going to spend a chip.
Yeah. Also, a question on my message. Yeah, that's much better. My other message I sent you quickly.
You can, but that's 3 chips you've spent already, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I'm fine with being down to 1. I don't think we're going to do anything tonight.
We'll probably roll this is all the same session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
you might want to be a little bit more parsimonious with your chip spent.
I think it'll be worth. I think that item. I think the Drina's glasses will be worth it in the end.
All right, Marcus. What is your stealth end up being?
Whatever the skill I have 6. Plus 2, so 7, 8.
8. I got a 6.
I'm just gonna roll.
Okay.
And I have a 3.
All right. And Austin.
Stay close.
Plus that's 6, so it's 9.
What's Marlo's stealth skill?
6.
6.
6.
7.
And
well, no, you had a plus 2 from Marlo, or you had 6 from Marlo?
No, it's just my skill, so minus is 6.
And I had a neutral minus plus plus, so it's plus 1 to his skill, 7.
And what is Hundegaard's?
Robot.
Robot.
Yeah.
Alright, hold on.
Okay, so if they had my skill and that's a 6, then I have a 9. Cool.
Okay.
Woot.
Okay, so I got what you said, Sharon. And Hundegaard, what was Hundegaard's?
I'm sitting on the floor.
Okay. Well, okay, everyone did well enough, actually, that you all see the security guard. He's apparently engrossed in the latest show that's coming off the kinetoscope. So he's got, like, everything dark, and he's just got the screen on. He's eating popcorn, legs kicked up on the desk. So he doesn't notice you guys as you sneak past him.
We are the night.
Right. Go up to your office there, Gavin, and, things have changed a bit. Of course, there's somebody else's, plaque on your desk. A Jay Thompson apparently is now working your position. But all the maps and everything that you're used to are just where they were before, so you're able to find the sewer grid for Metapole.
Oh, puppy.
All right. Anything else you want to do while you're here?
I'll look around for puppy.
Under his desk. Have some C4.
Sorry, I thought I muted myself.
So, you have maps.
Oh, what's he? Yeah, it's so tempting to do more stuff while I'm here. Well, what's he working on at the moment?
Yeah, we can leave and have you do your secret stuff, and then...
Looks like he's working on census information. Looks like he's trying to figure out exactly how many people have left Metapole in the last few months. Looks like he's coming out to a figure of just shy of 30%.
Where are the people leaving to, does it say?
No. They're not required to fill out where they're going.
Oh. What's the best? What do you need to do in order to hide the mechanics' families? You need bureaucracy. Where are we? In the Ministry of Bureaucracy. If you give me some time, I might have to have a look around here. Oh, look, he's got a computer engine.
Yes, he does. And looks like they haven't deleted you from the system, so your username and password still work if you want to log in that way.
How much is that going to tip them? Sanity. Yeah, how much is that going to tip off that we're here, though?
No. Oh, you knew from past experience that you're probably the best person.
I can wipe my hair. You can
clean your trail behind you.
Yep. All right, let's go. Keep an eye out for the guards, please. I'm the hacker. Give me a chance.
No. I'm not laughing about that. That's a great idea, and you deserve a chip.
Yes, like, yes, you do. Take a chip for that.
This is the best idea anyone's had all night.
What is it you want to set up?
How do you mean set up?
Well, what are you trying to accomplish?
Let's find where they are.
Yep, that's easy enough to do. You tap into all the records coming in. It doesn't look like anyone's here under an assumed name. So, yes, you're able to locate them.
This is made of wind.
You do notice that a good, pretty close to half of the names on the list have already left Metapole.
Yeah, and the others have just left as well over the past month or so. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yes, gotcha. I mean, yeah, and we give this to your friends, have them be smuggled out, and we saved a lot of lives here. I mean, that alone was worth coming here.
While you're in there, go ahead and give me an engine roll.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. I was wondering what else we wouldn't do while we've got this kind of access.
Well, are we access to the larger computer network?
There is no larger network per se, so no, this is just the building's network.
I shake my fist.
Without putting any aspects in whatsoever, including my skill aspect, I've got a 6 at the moment.
Yeah, that's nice. Sorry, give me just a second.
Reach your boss's email. Oh dear.
He's typing things. It's never good.
With a 6, you actually notice that you're not the first person to access a lot of these names as you're going through and looking.
All right, let's get the name of our murderer.
As a matter of fact, as you turn the desk plaque just to reconfirm, it looks like the person who took over your desk has been accessing these names.
Bomb. I plan a bomb.
Yes, you just produce plastique out of your bum.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. But yeah, it looks like
I hand him a grenade.
Looks like the person who's been using your desk has been looking up these names.
Yeah,
and he's been going in alphabetical order.
At least we think he's been trying to help.
No,
they haven't been helped. They've been disappeared. Right. I look up his address information as well.
Sure. You have the address on file for him.
Well, let's go see him tonight while we triangulate and he disappears. He could have been trying to help. We have no idea. So
no.
We'll pay him a visit tonight. If he wasn't trying to help, he disappears. If he was, then we pat him on the back and say, do better next time.
Don't blow up the desk.
No, I was never going to blow up the desk.
I can just tell with you.
I put the grenades away.
Yeah. I smile winningly. I'm just a normal person.
Hard to tell sometimes, sir.
Yeah, I understand.
Winning smile, the rest of it is grimace.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell sometimes, sir. I never can see your face. It always seems to be clouded in shadow.
Yeah, I just get the feeling
there's an obvious question which, if we asked, would help give us so much information, but I can't think of it at the moment.
Yeah, neither can I.
But there's always
the
case whenever I'm playing Bert's games, so.
Check for inter-office memos about what's happening in the city.
Check to see where the Aussie went. Has anyone seen something? Anyone got part of him?
Yes, go back, read your boss's email, or see if there's any kind of, like, this is from the order of such and such office of Homeland Security or whatnot. because we can check and try to backtrace the traitor from for the crown. If in fact,
if you're obviously an accounted bureaucracy, it probably came through various different channels, and you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, right. That's what you're finding. Is it looks like it's coming through all the normal channels.
Right. We can try to, you know, we just.
But nothing out of the ordinary is really being ordered. I mean, there some sensitive information is being taken. There's of course been a lot of amendments to people. Well, mortality rates risen because a lot of people are dying in riots.
Yeah, well, but I mean, this office on schedule.
Property is being seized. That's the big thing. A lot of citizens' properties being seized and being turned over to the crown. So paperwork and that's being logged in.
All over the place when you have a particular pattern. That's a bit all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And if we can find out, you know, we can see here's where the stream at least starts or begins and try to backtrace it up to see who's the bad guy that needs to die.
Can I see on those papers about property being seized, is there any, like, one name in particular that stands out?
Yeah.
Or not?
This is what we're looking for.
There are some things that stand out, like the Metapol's newspaper, for instance, was seized. The property was seized. So that's...
Oh, you don't have a job.
That stopped functioning. Yeah, technically you don't have a job right now. But when you sent off your wire of the expose you were doing on these guys, it was accepted. So it's being published somewhere.
Oh. As I said, that's their version of the article I said.
Mostly it's the people that had small businesses that were not under guild control. Essentially their storefronts and things have been seized. So no, it's not anyone, nothing in particular. It's just all over the board.
And just going back to these names for a moment of the mechanics families, is there any sign of who he's given the names to?
No, it just, he's been accessing names and addresses.
By any chance, so
we
do we have
who's next? Oh, yeah, we also work out who's next, too.
Yes, you can do that.
Oh.
urgent priority, get them out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
Because he was working through the list alphabetically, and you did find the last one.
Yeah, but you did that. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll work out who's through that last payment.
Let's do our triangulation things.
We don't have more of a wireless network, otherwise I'd make sure I could hack into this for my own machine, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work outside of the building. It's a wired network.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's
too bad. They haven't invented the internet yet.
Oh, we'll just have to walk in again tomorrow if we want to get more information. Although I think we're missing a key question, we can in some ways come back easily if we want to at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too difficult.
The guard's on our side. Yeah.
erase your information and let's go.
Clean up the log. If I wanted to make it an eight, I can just throw an understand code at a glance.
Actually, yeah,
do that.
Given that he's been doing this for a while, can we have just left and be doing the triangulation now?
What are you trying to triangulate?
The monkeys.
How?
We had their signals, their channels, and we just...
And how do you do it? I mean, what are you doing it with?
Gavin's engine.
Yeah,
that's one point. You can't triangulate with one point.
And the radios, I thought.
The radios aren't hackable. The quantum radios?
Not those. So I thought we had some regular radios that we were going to use.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
The checker used to have old backpack radios, which we actually used to set up for exactly this. We had them.
Okay, but you haven't collected those, nor has anyone actually modified them.
Yeah, I was hoping
we could. Okay, we go
have
to...
done this before.
Yes, you have.
Okay, yeah. Well, we...
We go to
Drina's. I show up at Drina's. I grab a couple of radios, and we go do this.
Sure. You meet Joe there. Joe says hello.
I say hello back. Hey, Joe. Having a bad night.
All right. Somebody give me a craft roll to get this whole thing going. And that can't be Gavin, who's involved.
Craft repair, I'll do it.
Craft repair.
I got it for
either because he's not here.
I'll support you.
I have seven.
Okay. Sure, no problem.
I rolled a six.
It doesn't matter. Seven's far good enough. Okay, so you get them up, and you guys have to walk around different parts of the city to be able to triangulate.
Yep.
Good thing we're still disguised. So,
yeah, it's now
there is a curfew.
It's now nighttime. Fog is everywhere, and the streets are remarkably quiet compared to what you remember. I mean, it's generally not crowded at night because it's hard to see because of all the fog, but this is different. There's no one out that you can really see.
I make sure my glasses are on that I made sure I had.
Okay.
That were worth a chip.
Then I will send Hundegard with my guy off in one direction. I'll take Wrath, Elizabeth.
Rathke?
Yeah, I'll take Elizabeth Rackham. With me, and
Gaven can just hold down the fort where he is with his on.
Yeah, he can be just a hacking away.
All right, is everybody good with that?
Yes.
All right, I'm using your same alertness rolls that you had before, which were all good rolls. So,
their stealth score, as soon as they leave me, they have to roll their own.
No, this is alertness, not stealth.
Right, but if they have to roll stealth,
Right. Gotcha.
And I'm going to be in trouble.
Marcus, who went with you?
I think Hundegard.
All right. You both got fours on your last alertness rolls.
Are we sure we didn't want better?
you can't get better. This is all the same.
Yes,
that's
but...
it. That's it.
Can't add more to the roll?
No, you can't. You chose to stop at four. Four is what you get.
But I stopped at four.
Hush, shut up. Shut up.
Shush. It's done now. Move on.
All right. So you get your triangulation going, and you're not getting any pings on it off of the channel that Gaven has given you. You do notice, as you're going around once again, that there's just not any people in the streets. Everyone except Gilt and Margus, your character's last name again?
Monroe.
Monroe. Okay. You two don't notice this, but the rest of you guys do notice dark shapes that seem to just kind of lope through the streets very quickly. You see some of them kind of hanging off buildings.
My goggles don't help
Nope.
By the way, we are making sure to keep in contact with the quantum radio. I will make sure of that.
That's right.
Excuse me, that would be my quantum radio. What are you doing with it?
I'm telling you to keep in contact.
Oh, that's all right then. I don't want to lose one of the few things I'm entrusted with.
Well, I'm telling you to keep in contact.
You guys are Rackham and Marlo there. You're seeing these shapes kind of out, but you're not getting pings off of your triangulation.
Yeah, I give Gaven... I say, Gaven, what's up, man?
That's an old signal frequency.
Yeah.
Gavin, can you scan for other frequencies?
Yep. Gaven, just go ahead and give me... just give me a repair roll there as you can go through the signals.
Repair.
Craft engine would work well too because you're using your engine to do the triangulating.
Four, five, six.
Six, good enough. Sure, you scan the ranges and
five. Yeah. Still good, but five.
Yeah, you know which signals to discount, the ones that are broadcasting normal stuff. And so you're looking for anything odd, and sure, yeah, you're able to lock onto it. And you have a new number to give. Once you make the change on the computer, you guys start getting pings.
Right. And mark each one, and next morning we map them out.
Okay. Now you're only going to be able to cover a very small part of the city, considering you're on foot and not able to see very well in the fog.
Well, I want to cover...
Go hang out by Deer's Mansion.
Yep, basically, that's what...
By Dare's Mansion.
Mm. Yep, I'm going to see if it's moved over to Dare's, the Guild. Or if it's still Dare's Mansion.
No.
That's home gorilla town.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to die.
Okay. you spend several hours doing this. And it's quite a bit of walking. Well, you do manage to keep yourselves from being noticed, luckily enough. But it does seem like the tracing the pings, they do seem to come back and forth. You know, they'll go out from Dare's place and then come back. You don't have any way of marking each individual one because you guys don't have computers. Only Gavin does. So, you know, but you're watching, you're getting this pattern where they're coming back and forth from Gavin's place pretty regularly. It looks like it's a scheduled route.
From Dare's place, I think you meant.
Yes, sorry, from Dare's place.
Gavin, I didn't know your house was so popular. Are you telling me
that... Only apes. You weren't supposed to find that out until a couple of seasons from now, damn you.
Oh, I murder Gavin, and we all have tea, and I drink tea from his skull. Alright,
it takes a good month before the lacquer works into the skull enough for you to be able to drink from it, so you're drinking quite a bit of alcohol there.
That's fine. I drink the blood of my enemies and brain matter.
So, it's Rackham and you, Mr. Marlowe, that find this information. The other team is, you know, providing the other end of your triangle, but they're not in that location right now. And actually, they've never seen anything the whole night, but they're getting pings all around them. So you can imagine you're in a darkened street where only one of you could barely see around you. And you're looking at your little scanners and these red dots all around you.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Bert. Do I flip out?
What is your...
Wars never end, Bert. And I was behind enemy lines.
Sure, I'll offer you a compel on that. Does Monroe want to flip out and go screaming into the night?
No, not that type. More of starts hiding in the trash can, like, quiet.
All right, sure. Take around. A chip if you wish to go a little nutty there. Hundegard, your friend seems to be having Vietnam flashbacks.
It's contagious. Does everyone in his organization have these?
Yep. I recruit almost exclusively from the military, so. And generally veterans who were in my unit, so.
Get down.
It was not a pleasant war.
Can I look down at the little scanner, see a few red dots almost immediately on top of this?
Give me a scholarship roll.
Yeah, that's neutral there, so my scholarship, I believe, is a 5 at the moment. Yep.
Okay, you do believe there is a problem. As you've been watching the blips going through the night, and you've been noticing a fairly regular pattern of comings and goings, there's 3 blips that haven't moved in the last half hour. And they're fairly close to your position.
They're coming for us. They're coming.
By fairly close,
man,
you mean within...
Game over, man! Game over!
by fairly close by.
Charlie's in the trees.
Hey, let him talk. What were you saying?
Thank you. By fairly close by, you mean that if this was daylight, we would be able to see them, right? Or,
Not quite. Well, something like across the street and, you know, not like right on top of you. But yeah, if this were daylight, you'd probably notice they were there.
I think we ought to move on. See if we have 3 followers.
They're always looking. They're always looking. Keep it quiet.
That may be the case. But if we're not here, they can't watch us anymore.
Let's go. Let's keep moving. Always keep moving. Gotta get back to our lines.
Where are you heading? Or are you just kind of moving to see if they follow?
Yeah, right now I'd suggest that we move at first. We just move to see if those 3 dots are following us, right, or if they're static.
You estimate you moved about a block before the 3 dots start moving in your position. And they seem to be keeping an equal distance away from you, but they are following.
Do you know any places where the homeless, the Drakes of Society, normally end up hiding, bums or whatever?
You hide anywhere you can.
Yeah, that may be the case. A geographical location would be nice.
Oh, hell.
If Monroe has any contacts with that, you can make a contacts roll.
Nope. I know no one.
I have contacts, but it's the wrong kind of contacts.
Yes, they are.
let's see here. I got a.
Well, you pass this area in daylight. You know, there's a bunch of empty tenement buildings around. They probably have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna suggest you make sure of that.
Is there any way to call for backup? Any way to call for backup? No contact. No contact.
If we do that, then we stop being strange people on the road, and we actually look more like we're up to something. Let's just let them think that we're odd people.
All right. So you find a tenement building where there is a trash can fire on the outside. And there's some people huddled around it.
You know.
They seem to be passing around a bottle and talking in hushed voices.
Oh, no, I'm sure the fire will do you good. Do you have any cigarettes or anything like that on you?
They call out, hey, who's out there? And they kind of go quiet for a minute and wait.
Friendlies.
Just some unlucky souls.
Ah, come in near the fire. It's not a place to be out at night.
I make sure to take off the glasses before I get close to the fire.
Yeah. There's about three grizzled guys here. They all look fairly down on their luck. They pass around a bottle, and one of them offers it to you and says, hey, get warm. They don't like the fire too much.
Good to know. In these troubled times.
Never like the fire. They never do.
One of them takes a look at you, Hunter Guard, says, "Woo-wee! You got a fancy pants out here. What are you doing out?"
Bad times hit high and low.
Yeah, true enough. One of them laughs and says, "Yeah, saw one of them uppity up lords out here the other day begging dog food." So yeah, they just share some pleasantries with you. They seem to be pretty free with what little they have. You know, they pass mm-hmm. around a loaf of bread, and you know, they're willing to share.
Share if we have anything to share. You had any cigarettes?
While you're doing this, you do notice that the beeps have faded away.
Good.
All right, we'll go back, Gavin. So you pretty much finished up with what you were doing on the computer there. Pulled down some records. You got addresses and made some modifications to the database to hide the other the rest of the family members. All right. Meanwhile, back at the Dare estate. All right, guys, you're. You've counted through the night, you know, at least 20, maybe 25 individual blips coming back and forth. Seems to be every hour. You've got groups coming in and going out.
All right. Well, I mean, that's what we wanted to know. I mean,
yeah, probably. You've never caught really good sight of them. I mean, the most you've seen are just, you know, dark shapes moving around in the darkness, but apparently they haven't noticed you either.
I wanted to look around and see if any kind of patrols for Dare's Mansion, any?
Yes, there are patrols out on the grounds. You count three guys that, front and sides, and they do a foot patrol, and they trade off every now and then. How long do you stay out?
Oh, we're here all night, I mean.
Okay. It looks like they, every 2 hours, they do a changing of the guard or so. Some new people come out from inside, and the ones that were outside go inside. They're dogs as well on the property.
I hate dogs. Okay. What type of weapons are they looking to be used?
It's hard to tell, in the fog, but they all have, what looks to be rifles. It's long weapons that they have slung over their shoulders. So you're assuming rifles.
Ex-military or ex-police?
Can't tell. Okay. You have no way of seeing through the fog, as far as I know.
Once upon a time, we all had Dreamless glasses.
Not unless you're willing to do a chip spin like Mr. Bishop or Mr. Monroe did.
No, I'm not. I'm saving my chips for the combat.
Mm-hmm. They seem to be military, though, because they certainly have a great degree of efficiency in their pattern. They do cover the entirety of the ground.
Yeah. All right. Well, we head back. Don't want to be caught out in daylight. Head back, give reports, and try to map.
How's Miss Rackham handling this? You're basically in the middle. You know, you're on a dark side street with very little light around. You can barely see a few feet in front of you, and you know you're surrounded by things that are not very pleasant.
Aren't you glad you decided to invest to venture journalism with the ex guild investigators? So fun. Well, let's go back home, map them out, and blah each other, and get some sleep, and go see Miss What's Her Face, Miss Valair. See if she found out from Watson and Crick.
All right, well, she did tell you that her shift starts in the morning. Likely, she's not going to be able to get back with you.
Oh, yeah, we have to sleep. Done.
Yeah.
When we get back and blah, there's something else we want to do first.
What?
I suspect.
What's up?
There's this address we need to visit.
Oh, God. All right. Well, let's go. Well, don't we need to see him this morning? Let's...
No, we need to get to his address while he's still sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, before he leaves his house for work.
What time is it at the moment?
Probably by the time this is all done. You guys said you stayed out till morning, so we'll say before dawn, 5 in the morning.
Let's go now. I'd like to get everything done fairly early so we can get some rest before we get ourselves shot.
Let's see. Let's see who's going to be our next disappearee?
What weapons are we bringing, sir?
We're bringing this chloroform rag, and we're going to ask him, does this smell like chloroform?
All right, so you guys are going to his address?
But we didn't bring the doctor, sir.
Oh, let's do that. I've always wanted to do that.
So how are you getting there? Are you going to take the...
Too bad it doesn't work like that.
Are you going to take the subways, the pneumatic subways? Or are you going to try and walk out in the streets? No? No, they repaired them a while ago.
Are the streets still empty, or are there cars on them now?
It's not daylight yet. Still, you know, still fog out. Unless you wanted to go at the crack of dawn, in which case you could.
The question is, are we going to bring him with us, or are we going to talk to him there and leave him there?
We'll talk with him at his apartment, and...
We can always get a car afterwards if we need one.
Yes, we can.
But we're walking.
Okay, and are you going to wait till dawn, or are you going to do this still while it's still dark?
While it's still dark, if we have the chance to roll new alertnesses.
Well, I'm doing the same thing.
I'll live with my alertness, because there are people who are more alert than me. Mm. And I just make sure to go... And I make sure to have my goggles on.
All right. Luckily,
he's a... Find some goggles. Take a nap.
You're gonna take a nap. You're not gonna go with him?
Nope. I'm gonna take a nap.
You're not gonna break into a building with him? Okay.
That's the best part about the job. You just spent the worst, the waiting. This is the fun.
Oh, all right. I'll go with him.
With the questioning and the, you know, what did you know?
You were about to say stabbing then, weren't you?
No.
All right. Stabbing, sir?
Okay, so you guys, we'll go with them.
All right, so you guys make your way out into the still dark night. Luckily, his address is in the same sector in the same district. Otherwise, it would be a very long walk.
Yes, it would.
As it is, it's still a good 45 minutes. He lives in an apartment. It's, you know, lights are on in the lobby. There is a doorman that's letting, is kind of watching the front door, but, he's not armed. He just looks like a doorman for a nicer set of apartment buildings.
I'm going to guess I have a concealed weapon on me.
Concealed?
As in, like, I have probably some type of pistol probably hidden on me.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be obviously carrying a long arm, unfortunately. Well,
so, this group approaches, and?
Yeah, we probably should have thought this out beforehand.
We woke up.
Okay, right. I followed
the,
you.
The guy at the front tips his hat to you, and he opens the door for you. Says, morning.
Thank you.
Morning.
We are just the cleaners. We are just here to attend to one of the apartments. You don't need to worry about us.
Give me a deceit roll.
I've got this.
Give me a deceit roll.
It's true. I mean, we're about to clean up a dirty, dirty man.
Wow, that's a crappy roll. That really is. Chips are going to be spent. I could throw in an innocent face, though, so that's a 4 at the moment. But what is his
name? You want to stay at a 4? Let's see.
Well, don't I get to know what he's got?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking if you. So that's more than enough. He looks at you for a minute and says, well, you know where the janitorial closet is, right? He's assuming you need it because you're not coming with anything and you're not dressed for it.
He doesn't need to worry about that. We'll take care of everything.
All right. Tips his hat to you.
Yep.
Check in at the front desk.
Have
a good morning.
Before that, can I going to get a read on this guy, because I want to make sure that he isn't actually a culprit and he's just taking up that position to then have forewarning and like it.
What? Yeah, you can give me a read on him. Go ahead. Give me
So that's what skill would be best for this? I have 1
plus empathy.
Empathy.
Oh, great. That's a 7.
No problem. Yeah, he's seemed to be just a doorman. He wasn't very, you know, didn't really care who you were. His job is to open a door.
Yep. Fair enough.
Right. Yeah, so this is a nicer complex, you know, not top of the end or anything. There's not really any security around. There is somebody behind the desk already, and you can already smell that the kitchens are starting to make breakfast and starting to get their carts ready to deliver to the people that live here. Yep, he's on the third floor. No one really says anything to you as you walk in.
Go to the elevator.
Yeah, go to the elevator. Go to his apartment. Look around. Is anyone walking out the door?
No, it's actually pretty quiet. There's a couple of newspapers laying in front of different doors, including his. His is the middle room with there's 2 rooms on either side and another 3 rooms on the opposite wall. So you're in the corridor basically, and there are 3 sets of apartments on each side.
How careless of him to leave his door unlocked. Ooh, people learn.
All right, so what, you're going to break down the door?
Wait. Before you hack the door, can we, I've heard stories, or unlock the door, can we check the door for any type of traps or explosives? I've heard stories.
Oh, that's burglary a roll.
That's a fair point.
Burglary.
I look to our locksmith.
I look to our locksmith.
Yep. What was your burglary roll there?
Or it's whoever. Going to be
Gavin?
No, Marlo seemed to be the one doing everything, so I'll leave him take
Gavin's better at picking locks than I am, but I look around
you
for traps.
To, you seem to jump into it. Yeah.
Looks like a normal door.
Can
I get that?
Gavin.
Well, Elizabeth just spoke out.
Yeah, I'd like Elizabeth. To take a look. Let me take a look at that.
You know, I didn't even look at it. We have equal opportunity here.
Gavin, take a look at the lock.
Why don't you look bring gloves?
Okay. Go ahead and give me a roll there, gloves. Elizabeth.
Okay, that's a 6.
Would all right. Like, or am I?
Apparently, Miss Rackham just kind of, plays at the door a bit, and it clicks open. must have been left open.
Achilles, we should go in and tell him not to be so careless with us.
Yeah, I know.
We don't do subtle. Move on.
Yes, I have no problem.
I have no problem. We go in. I make sure to close the door behind us.
Yep.
Okay. I will loiter outside, actually, at a discreet distance.
All right. It's dark inside. The lights are off. No sun coming through the... Well, actually, by the time you got there, the sun would have been coming out. So you got a little bit of light coming through the closed curtain. Looks like it's got a foyer, it's got a living room, and looks like there's, you know, a bathroom and one room off to the side. You don't hear anything.
Bedroom?
Yeah, let's look for traps and check bedroom.
Alright, going off your alertness rolls, yep. Everybody in the room actually has a 5. Well,
I have a 7.
You've got a 7. All of you actually notice that the room looks like it's not been lived in.
Jerkwad.
Oh, crap.
I mean, you don't see... You know, everything looks like a maid service has gone through, and no one's been in since. The bed is perfectly made.
I shake my fist.
All right. Now, while you're doing that, Mr. Hundegaard.
Mm-hmm.
7 gorillas attack you.
I leave them to die.
Give me an alertness roll.
Oh, joy. Yeah. I believe that's sitting on a... that's a... Where is that? That's only a 3 at the moment, so I'm going to throw in a couple of things here.
There's going to be a huge monkey fight later.
No, there is.
I doubt this game it. Is,
yeah, there's not going to be in this game.
Yeah.
Nope.
So at the moment, I'm sitting on 5.
Teach them how to make monkeys out of us.
So yeah, I'm going to throw in... I'm going to say I'm going to use Wanted. My aspect of Wanted is, in the sense that I'm always on alert now because of it. That will bring me up to 5.
Okay.
And I'll throw in another one here because I really don't want to die, and I have so many chips left on... shall we go with Dangerous Discoveries?
Okay. And what does it give you as a total?
7.
Okay, 7. Here's what this is going to do for you. You are not completely taken by surprise. as the door behind you opens up very quietly, and a gun barrel is stuck out through the door, and you hear someone hiss at you, turn around slowly, hands up, come into the room. So what do you do?
I guess I have to put my hands up and turn around slowly.
Okay. The door, the gun barrel kind of retreats into the room as you get closer. It's still pointed at you, though.
These doors, do they open inward or outward?
They open inward.
Can't really see.
The room is kind of dark, so you can't really see into it, but you can still clearly see the gun barrel.
Yeah, I'm going to advance as close as I can to the door, and then when I'm within easy kicking distance, I'm going to give it a good hard knock to send it into the person on the other side.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll initiate now. This is initiative. Go ahead. Give me an alert.
He did give you an alert.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you got your alert roll. Okay, so, yeah. What he's going to do is he was actually just he's holding the door open, but he's going away from the door. So he's actually not behind it, and he's just kind of covering you. So that's his action. He's kind of getting you into the room. So your action is to...
Okay, so in which case I ought to just advance in and knock the door in such a way that it's going to make a thud on the other side, therefore alerting other people that something's going on.
All right, so you're trying to make a loud sound there.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I'll try and cover it with a deceit, I guess, to make it look like it was an accident.
Okay, sure. Give me a deceit roll.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, that's a 4.
Okay. You do see the guy's face as you enter the room. It's a youngish man. And he's got what looks like a rifle aimed at you. He kind of cringes at the noise. And he says, kind of low, close the door behind you. Slowly.
Yeah. And right. Yeah, indeed, advance into the room, close the door behind me.
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
I think that's my question for you. You're the one with the gun pointed at me.
And you and your friends just stole into my room.
I thought this was your room, since you're in it, as I'm waiting in the hopes that someone heard the knocking sound. I stole.
Yes, so you're stalling. That's fine. All right, go ahead and go ahead and give me. You can
rapport.
Do
rapport.
Yeah, you can do rapport. Just to kind of keep him talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do his discipline here.
That's a 3 at the moment.
Oh, thank God you suck.
No, sorry, that's not even. I thought my rapport was higher than that. That's a 2 at the moment, so.
Okay, 2's not going to do it. He right now has a 4. So you're not going to be able to keep him talking with that.
I can easily get rid of 2 more fake points to up this. So, courtly manner.
Okay.
I'm trained in how to talk to people. Years of upbringing. And next one, I could use ostracized.
Wouldn't a 4 be good enough to keep him talking?
He actually has to do damage to a track to get what he wants. Being even isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even is a stall, right? Nothing happens.
No. He actually has to do a box of damage to get what he wants.
Whole time. Yeah, otherwise he can basically.
Otherwise he can continue to act on it, whatever he wants to do. Yeah. A stall just gets him past this roll. It doesn't stall him for long.
Yeah, and I'll use ostracized aristocrat for the same effect. Basically, I have 2 things he would say, that I am very good at talking to people because that's part of being a blue-blooded German aristocracy.
And what does that put you at?
That'll put me at a 6.
Ah, 6. A 6 will actually blow out his track. So, yeah, you just start talking to him, and he seems to calm down somewhat. But, yeah, it's good enough for a stall. Meanwhile, in the other room, once you guys have got the oh, crap. feeling. Everybody does actually hear the bang from outside of a door smacking against a door frame.
I open the door immediately and look out.
Okay. Hundegard's gone.
I didn't catch the whiff of a closing door.
No.
Darn.
You may catch out of conversation with your friend. Sure.
Yep. We go.
Hundegard's gone, guys.
Hey, look.
Yeah, there we go look.
Yep. If you step outside.
Yep.
Yeah, he was over outside, there last I saw.
You step outside the door and you can hear a conversation in the door across the hall. Seems to be level conversation. No one's screaming or yelling. This sounds like a normal conversation being held.
Does this place have a fire escape?
Yes, it does. It's one of the nicer.
Go around and surprise them from the backside.
I take out my pistol. No, wait, I put it away. It's too loud.
No, we're going to be silent.
I nod. Like, I take it out and put it away, realizing, yep, too loud.
So you're going to, climb out a window and try to get to his fire escape?
Yeah, basically, try to get to his window.
Mm-hmm. Sure, give me athletic rolls, whoever wants to try that.
I'm not.
I'm going to stay. Well, we should split it 2 and 2.
Yeah. Y'all cover the door, and I will go around. Miss Rackham, do you wish to come along?
No, I'm going to stay and cover the door.
She covers it with her pencil and paper as she.
I have 3. I'm not even trying because I.
Athletics roll is good enough. Give me a stealth roll to see if you do it quietly enough.
Do, 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 do. Holy crap, that's a 9.
No problem. You can.
Did anyone notice where the detective went? Anyone?
you land cat-like on the fire escape as you peer through the window, and you can just make out, because there's only one dim light going on, but there's somebody holding a gun And it's kind of off to the side. It's not pointing directly at Hundegard now. They seem to be conversing.
Okay. I look for traps and pop open the door, the window. Right.
I'm just going to go with your last roll. It's latched and locked, but there doesn't appear to be any trap on it.
Okay.
Meanwhile, inside, go ahead and give me an initiative roll, because that's how that's where you'll act. actually, everybody go ahead and initiate, just in case you want to break down a door or something.
Wow! Holy crap.
Wow.
Freak me. Roll plus alertness?
Did it? Yes.
Seven.
Six.
So you act as seven.
Wow. Everybody, a bunch of people act on seven. And Elizabeth?
That'd be a four.
And that's a four. Okay. His action, and Elizabeth, this would be where you would act too, on fours. He is, basically just chatting you up, Mr. Hundegard. He's, his gun is still in his hand, but he doesn't seem to take you as a threat. You've been talking quite calmly to him, and, you know, mm-hmm. he's wanting to know why you're looking for him, but he doesn't seem overly concerned about it. But he is still wary. His action is basically a defensive one. If someone attacks him, he's going to defend by shooting you.
That's a risk we're willing to take.
Yes. Yep. So yes. That is his action. So, Hundegard, all your sevens, what are you
doing? I'm a six, so okay. I go first. So right. I say, I'm waiting at the door for any type of sound to indicate fighting, and then I'll break down the door.
Okay. And all you sevens, what are you doing? Hundegard, you got him engaged in a conversation.
Do I see Marlowe lurking outside the window or a
dog? No.
Wait, figure or anything like that?
No.
No, fair enough.
Not with his nine.
I'm going to just continue the conversation here and go over the current situation in Metapol and concerns that...
You're basically keeping him distracted, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Actually, you don't have to. You've already blown out his track, so he's essentially distracted. He's not taken out yet, though, but it will make it harder for him to make rolls otherwise. All right, Marlo, you want to try and pick that lock?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to impose a difficulty if you're trying to do this quietly.
Yes.
Okay. You need to make at least three to get it. Three or better to make it quiet.
All right. Well, you're hoping for no negatives. That's a seven.
No problem. You're able to slightly unlock the door, slide it open. You know, that even gives you enough time to step in if you want, but you won't be able to do any more action there.
Yeah, I'll step in and...
Okay. Meanwhile, outside, no one's heard anything different. Conversation continues to carry on.
Yeah, I'm going to just listen in to make sure nothing drastically bad is happening right this minute.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, hold my action.
All right. So essentially, your stealth was good enough that he doesn't notice you back there, Marlo. So I'm going to just go to the sevens again. Do you want to act? Do you want to do something? You know, he seems to be... It's like, why were you here? He looks a little puzzled as he's talking to Hundegard.
I'm going to appear behind him for Hundegard, mm-hmm. and I'm going to quietly extend my baton and make the knocking out motion and then shrug at Hundegard.
All right. Yeah, so he seems to be very confused. He's like, why? Well, why did you guys break into my place?
Us guys, he knew there's more than one of us.
Well, he saw everybody walk.
Okay.
You know,
okay. I and my associates are very concerned citizens about the current state of Metapol, and I'm sure we could all get together and have a very quiet, civil conversation without deadly weaponry.
I knock him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
You knock him out just as he says. Yep. As he asks, "Who do you work for?" And yeah. All right. His mental track is already. You don't have to roll for it.
Okay.
His mental track is already boxed out. So.
Oh. Okay.
Give him a little love tap, and he goes.
Because I get a if I roll neutral, I get a nine.
Uh huh. I assume you're not trying to kill him, because otherwise that would bash his head in.
Oh, no.
Yeah, way too late.
Yeah, I mean, I always question people. I don't kill them. I don't
From the outside, everybody hears the thump as something falls inside.
I checked to see if he was stupid and forgot to lock the door.
Yeah, it's not locked.
Oh, good. Then I open the door and go in.
So, 100 guards standing there, and there's an unconscious guy on the floor with a shotgun.
Shotgun? I thought he had a rifle.
Oh, sorry, rifle.
Okay. Well,
I take his rifle. I take his rifle and empty it, you know, in professional.
All right.
What?
I invite everybody in and then close the door behind me and then gag him, tie him up, and
Munro was in the war, so this is a sidearm for the British. It's in common use.
Ooh.
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 Is it Lee Enfield? No. Clear the room, the house, or the apartment.
Okay. Yeah, this looks much more like someone's been living in, you know, in it for a while.
Any indication about anything about him other than he has a British rifle?
You guys gonna search him while he's unconscious?
Yes. Also, I suggest we bind him.
Marlo did. Bound him like immediately.
Okay. Yep. So the thing you find is a wallet with an ID for British intelligence.
Now, do we trust him or not? That does
no,
not
no, we don't. That no, we don't.
Yeah, that means he has like a half second longer of my patience before I kill him.
No, you don't.
I mean, that's all that means, because we know the British intelligence is compromised. So.
Yeah, it's not like we know anyone in British intelligence that we can trust, is it?
No, we know nobody there.
Oh, we know someone there, we just don't trust them.
Yeah.
Or her, I should say.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a little busy right now with a child.
Yeah. It also helps I don't trust anyone. So,
yeah.
Bring him around.
Yeah, let's bring him around.
While you guys are doing that, Elizabeth, please make a contacts roll for me.
Ooh.
Weren't you ex-British in there, Marshall? Who are you working for?
What are you talking about?
Who are you working for?
It's a negative one.
Negative one. Okay, no problem.
Marlo worked it out by now, to be honest.
You thought just for a minute there when they were trussing him up and you you know, got a good look at his face, you had just this tickle of a memory, like you might have met him before, but you just can't place it.
I'll just remind you, Sharon, this is pretty much the end of the adventure. You get all your chips refreshed next time.
You may want to reroll. You can't do any worse. It's literally impossible to roll worse than -4.
Yeah, I was about to spend a chip on that, actually.
Okay, go right ahead.
I don't have to. Go with -1. That's fine.
No, I'm going to reroll that.
This is where the system should have an incentive of if you get a -4 in there, something like that.
That's a
you better give a chip not to reroll.
And on the reroll, it's a 4.
Okay, sending you a message.
This was your contact you were supposed to make him interfere with British intelligence. Yeah.
So it turns out this is Daniel Bishop, and we've been working with the duplicate all this time.
That's fine. Kill them both. Makes it easier. We don't mind.
Yeah. If that if that happens to be the case, I pull out my knife, I slit his throat. I steal everything worth of valuable. It was a thievery. It's a burglary gone wrong. Happens all the time. See, now this is a place and time where I wish I had a way to get in contact with my, I used the quantum radio to get back in touch with,
All right, did you get that, Sharon?
Yes,
with the butler.
Okay. And do that, do with it what you want. So, you're going to do what with the quantum radio?
I'm going to get in touch with the butler, see if one of the agents, Cheka agents had arrived yet?
You get a robotic voice on the other end. Yes.
Eddie.
Hello, is this the butler?
This is Eddie 2.0. To what party are you trying to reach?
I'm trying to reach Tesla. I'm trying to reach, Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
Joe is relieving himself.
What about the butler?
What moment? You get the butler on in just a moment.
Yeah.
He was never given a name.
I asked him if a Cheka agent ever arrived. He was supposed to help you guard Joe. I like Tiberius.
So the butler, he's like, you hear him kind of tremulously answer. He's like, hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Is that Australian man with you?
Yes.
All right. Just making sure. His, invention is kind of scaring us.
Okay. did the Cheka agent ever arrive?
Yes.
Can you put him on the line?
No.
Why not?
He's wounded.
Was it the robot? Because I'll tear it apart.
Yes, your man is fine, but he approached Joe a bit too quickly.
I think the robot's back on the line.
Alright, one second.
I'm going to rip the freaking thing apart.
Don't do it. You're supposed to pause.
Yes. he says, no, everything's alright. He just approached Joe too quick, and the robot was under orders to protect Joe.
Is he still around? Wake his ass up. I need to talk with him. I need to get in touch with Starling.
Sure. He hands
the phone over. Doesn't Starling have a radio?
A quantum radio? No.
Yeah. Yes, he does. Yes,
oh,
he does.
Well, then I would have gotten in touch with him.
All right. Then just remove that whole scene. You don't hear it. You have an agent bleeding to death and you don't know about it. It's all right.
Yeah.
That's probably best.
Starling's on the phone.
Hey, I have a British... I have an agent here. His name is Yada Yada Yada. You know anything about him?
Name doesn't sound familiar. I can check. It'll take me a bit of time.
Okay, because he's all kind of tied up right now, and,
Is that just code for Marlo?
Yeah, he's all tied up right now. And
default for Marlo.
Yeah. Might disappear. So,
no.
Well, maybe.
I was just wondering if he's someone you can vouch for as a good guy.
He doesn't sound familiar. Keep him under wraps, boss. I'll let you know as soon as I find out something.
I appreciate it, and your word's good enough for me. So,
after a bit, Mr. Leonard Maltin there rouses himself and looks up. Oh, my head! Looks around.
Does he have a ski mask anywhere?
No.
Damn.
Oh, Marlo, you're behind him, and you've tied him to the chair so that he can't turn his head.
That's a good... Yes, I like that.
What's this about? He's looking confused.
You have any valuables?
I'm a civil servant. Not much. I got a watch.
Oh.
Don't lie to us.
You've been looking certain people up.
That's kind of my job. I work census.
People who have been getting murdered.
All right. So he gets a little... His tone changes at that and says, who do you work for?
Who do you work for?
Lifts his chin a bit and says, British intelligence.
I tap him on the back of his head.
Ah!
No, I just tap him. I don't...
Well, his head's sore from you beating it in.
That's fair
a few
point.
Minutes ago. Yeah,
exactly. That's a fair point. I tap him on the back of his head and say, hey, buddy. Recognize the situation you're in right now. Why are you looking those people up?
I'm afraid that's classified information.
You might want to think that phrasing over. Because...
I am a subject of the crown. You'll get nothing from me.
Let's cut to the chase a little. We are working, we are associates of Daniel Bishop. I'm sure you're aware of his standing here and his reputation for being on the side of law. So you can be pretty sure what side we're on.
He looks at Miss Rackham for a bit and blinks his eyes. He tries to clear it, but he can't, you know. He got light in his face, so he can't see very well, but he's kind of staring at her and kind of shakes his head for a minute. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jameis.
Hello, Mr. Moulton. I want you to know I had nothing to do with you getting injured.
Wasn't his name Jack Thompson at one point?
No, Leonard Moulton is what is on his ID. But yes, the other name is what was on his desk.
Yeah.
I thought I recognized that voice. He shakes his head and says, I'm sorry to see you following him with such a bad crowd.
Hey, guy. Stop insulting us.
Bad crowd, and you were the man pointing a rifle at various people without any sort of...
And you were the group that just broke into my home. Armed.
Armed?
No one's armed. You just beat him across the head with something.
Yeah, I know. No one's armed around here. Spurious accusations, I say.
I think this was all a great misunderstanding, and I think we can sit down and settle this like normal civilized people. Don't you agree, Mr. Mall?
I would like to, but I need to know who I'm dealing with.
We're working for Bishop.
The wanted fugitive?
Who handed himself in, yes.
Who's marrying?
I heard something about that in the newspapers.
Yeah, he's marrying one of your agents, right?
I don't. He looks kind of confused at that. I
don't know about that.
But that's hardly a person to give as a parole for who you are.
That's a fair point.
Who do you work for?
The old regime.
Are you with the French, the German, the Italians?
No.
Miss Rackham, I am sorely disappointed.
The Greeks.
Again, I say, we were working with the old regime.
We work for the Greeks.
Looks confused. Which regime would that be? The
Metapol's best interest.
Before all this mess happens, I take it.
Yes. Look, guy, you looked up a bad name. This is what we want to know about.
Well, if you are not here to rob me or kill me, wish to parley, perhaps a show of untie me, perhaps?
I think you're joking. No.
Yeah. Well, then.
We have all the cards here.
Yes, you do. And gives me no reason to speak to you.
The fact that you might want to see tomorrow. How about that?
I'm a servant of the Queen. I'd rather die than divulge information that would help her enemies.
Really? Because that's what we're talking about.
He seems to be pretty adamant about it.
Sir, we are not the Crown's enemies. We have always had the Crown's best interest at heart.
And then who do you work for?
We're independents trying to help the Crown by solving the mess in Metapol, sir. You know this mess? We know everything that's behind it, sir. We are trying to save the destruction and the possible destruction of the great and powerful England.
Yeah.
The Great
we
Britain.
We also killed Constantine, if that helps.
All right.
If that matters.
He's looking at you, Elizabeth, and seems to be looking for something from you. Just kind of staring at you.
We're the good guys, damn it.
Hey, we're telling you the truth.
Well,
we really are acting in the best interest of the Crown.
I roll my eyes at my crown.
He nods then and says, I still don't condone the ruffians that you run with these days, but very well. What is it you want to know? You said something about murders. Yes, I was looking into that.
Yes, names, addresses. Yes.
The spouses of some scientists that have gone missing. I tracked them here to Metapol. I got a job in the Census Bureau to be able to better find them. Unfortunately, every time I unearthed a name, they ended up being dead.
Did you ever?
He pauses for a moment and says, "I can see how that would look bad."
Were you passing these names along immediately as you found them to your superiors?
No. I wanted to make contact with them first. We had to make sure we had the right. All we have is names to work with. Sure they were the right people. Followed by who?
Anyone. By the people who were killing them, since you were looking into it.
Not that I had ever noticed, no.
Wait, what? You're researching murders in Metapol?
No, I'm not researching murders. I was trying to find people.
Why are you trying to find them?
Their husbands, in most cases, have gone missing. We were trying to locate these scientists.
Did your research ever indicate anything involving the Hold Ace Gang?
Is he lying? Like,
you don't need a roll. I mean, his social track's blown, so no, he's not lying.
I was hoping he was lying.
I asked him a question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Did his research happen to indicate anything towards the Hold Ace Gang?
Yes, there was some notes about a possibility of that, but we weren't able to link the two with any finality. You were trying to say something, Hundegaard?
Yeah, I know. I stepped around behind him and said, "Join, Marine Marlowe on the other side," and then saying, "You still have your telegas ray detector? Because I'd like to check in for all the various forms of brainwashing we've encountered so far, just to be on the safe side." So, did you hear that? Because
I heard it, but who are you speaking that to?
I
didn't hear. What would you say?
I'm stepping around to the other side and saying in your ear, "You still have your telegas ray detector and
telegas, yeah.
I'd like to check in for all the methods of brainwashing we've come across so far."
Yeah, that sounds good.
Up wondering the murders and just not realizing.
I pat my pockets and pop it out.
Right. Yeah. No tea race.
Well,
he does say, why would you expect I'm being followed? When I've unearthed these names, the bodies had been dead for a while. They're, as far as I can tell, they're not following me. Although I do black out occasionally. He tries to rub his head.
Just says that?
Yes.
Oh, well. We were beginning to like you. Not really.
No.
No, we weren't.
No, we don't.
I loom over him in a sling.
I make sure to back you. I make sure to
kind of shake your head.
Before something dangerous happens to you, please tell me that was just a snide comment referring to recent events. Very recent events.
Well, aside from your friend beating me across the head, I do have occasional. I haven't been able to see a doctor since I've been here, but occasionally I will have periods of time that I can't remember. Not for very long.
Happened to be dalliancing with a woman during those before those times?
Sir, if I were, I'd certainly not speak of it.
Were you drinking anything suspicious?
The coffee they serve at that civil servant building. It's awful stuff. But it's plentiful.
Now, please, sir, if we could just have a moment, Mr. Moulton has obviously got off on the wrong foot. I'd just like you to relax, just sort of think back to calm the thoughts, waves, watching. Just
relax. So you're going to try your hypnotism now?
Yeah, because I want to see if he's got any hypnotic controls, and then the best way to do it is to put him back into hypnosis and see what's going on.
And while he does I'm going to go get Mr. Moulton a glass of water.
Okay.
Don't think I want to see this.
What? I don't know what the hell we're going to see because I'm just mentally checking it out. Do they need a roll, or given that his mental track's been blown already? I don't know.
Yeah, mental track's already blown, but you need you to roll to see how much you can get and how good your hypnotism is.
That's a plus one. So that's a five.
Okay. That's plenty. And what are you trying to find out?
Just see what he actually recalls of the blackout periods. What were the situations that leading up to them?
Under mental control, or under what you're doing, he remembers completely.
Exactly. That's why I did it.
He remembers having a mug of coffee that his boss brings out every morning. He has not really thought about it before. And then shortly afterwards, he remembers going into the boss's office and his boss asking him about his work, writing down names.
And yay! Then... I get to murder someone.
Oh, great.
So anyway, the effect is similar to what happens when you gave Bishop the drug.
Yeah.
That drug again.
I smile. I'm happy.
I called it.
Peanut butter.
You guys need me. You really guys need me.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah. Great stunt. I love that stunt.
Yeah, that's a great stunt. That is.
Yes.
I will have to.
Do we want him to remember when he comes back to himself, or do we want him to not remember?
Ask him if he knows Bob Starling.
Tell us about Bob. Do you know Bob Starling? Tell us about your mission with the British intelligence and why you're here.
Yes, he knows Bob Starling. Bob Starling was an agent that has gone AWOL. Something about... He uses the word holiday, which in the business means that he was put out to pasture, that he was either locked down, disposed of, or turned in somewhere. That basically, he knows what a run-of-the-mill agent would know. It's like, well, this guy used to be one of us, and then he was taken out.
I was just, the only story I have to confirm Bob's story is Bob. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
And
he seems to know who Bob is just by the lore of, who he works for. He doesn't know him personally, but yeah, he seems to know all the right background information.
And I'm trying to confirm that Bob is,
So, it's a...
What's that? Is he here under any particular mission, or was he just happen to be placed here?
No, yes. He is here specifically to try and find out where those scientists went. He's been able to track the families down to Metapole, and he's hoping to be able to contact them and find out if they know where the husbands are.
Does your boss know about your mission?
When he says boss, he means the boss at the civil service.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
He's undercover.
So, but your boss just invited you in one day for coffee, and this happened. Okay.
Well, another question in contact him. Is in British intelligence. Who he's supposed to report to?
Sure. He sends out a telegraph to, he rattles off the number that the telegraph goes to.
Mm.
Yeah. He doesn't have a direct person to be contacted in Metapole. As far as he knows, there's no other operating agents in Metapole right now.
Yeah. Make a point to write down that phone number, that number.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be nice and not ask about what he knows about Rackham at this point, okay? I'm going to be nice. That's for the player to bring up if they want to. I'm not going to investigate it that way.
but he doesn't know about any other actions, any other agents in Metapole?
No, as far as he knows, he also does say that, if they were running a counter or another operation that he may not know because they don't want an agent be able to rat out another agent. So
that makes perfect sense.
To be honest, our best play at this point is to make him forget about her coming, make him forget about his make him fail in his mission, but leave him in there as an agent that we can tap without necessarily him knowing about it.
Just let him continue his job. And
you were never here. You slipped. He slipped in the shower.
No, that's just stupid.
Before Hunter Guard, you speak. Yep. The boss that he's describing is not the boss that worked there when you worked there. New person has taken over, apparently.
Okay, their name and address. Does he know the address?
Doesn't know the address. No.
Okay, we'll get that and go visit them at some point.
Okay, Underguard, you're going to say something?
Can you leave the instruction or imprint him to visit a location once every 2 weeks or so we can easily get access without bypassing rifles.
Oh, to be honest, given that he's getting mentally messed with anyway, we probably actually want to be careful how much we do, because that could, any sort of future commands we want to place could be screwed up by when he's given the drug next. So we might be able to make him forget this particular event, but beyond that, actually be clear.
Forget in the same way that his superiors made him forget. I don't suppose they would. Sorry. His false superiors made him forget, in which case I don't suppose there's any chance they could learn about this little chat, could they?
If they have a reason to suspect, which we do. We have reason to suspect what he could, given what he told us. But unless they interrogate him.
I have one more question for him. Why does he carry an ID that identifies him as British intelligence?
Yep. He has to. Because, Medipol, he did have to go through all the procedures to get into Medipol, so he had to have an identification, and he needs it on him if he ever has to.
That's a good get-out-jail-free card inside the British, British Empire if you ever do something wrong inside the British Empire. Although it would simply be better if he used a code name and, lazy freaking people make to kick them, but I don't.
So, anyway, we should probably end it there. And you have uncovered an agent who is, unbeknownst to him, become a double agent.
Are we freezing the scene or are we ending the scene?
We can end the scene. Unless you wanted to do something else in the same day, it will be a new session next time.
Yeah.
The main thing that I want to do is just get the names passed on to the railroad to get people out of there. It's the main thing.
And you've already done something to the something with the computers to obscure the other names. So.
Yeah. So
I'll pass off. Out of there. Mm-hmm. I will go ahead and pass off to Starling to leave this alone. Someone else is going to take care of it, unless you want security there, Mr. Gavin.
What?
Do you want security, or do you just want the check and to back off?
I'm not following your
for the families.
Yeah, to have security moving back and forth. That way, your people don't. I don't know if you think it's dangerous. Have a couple check teams with them just in case things go wrong.
Wondering also we're gonna bring Blair's vigilantes into this as well, because we've already told them to look for the names, so we want to get them to not look for the names because we know the names now.
Well, what do you want to do? I advise you use Blair's.
The simplest way to do it would be to give it as such to the NPC and sort of give it to someone in the railroad to hear the name and address, deal with it. Here's an agent. Here's a liaison with the checker. Here's a liaison with the vigilantes. We sort of get the groups somewhat talking to each other, so we don't need to organize everything, and Burke can decide the most intelligent way the NPCs would handle
it. The only question I have about doing that is that whether or not we want our groups to be tied into each other.
I think we need to be aware of each other and actually have the ability to pass information back and forth at the very least, and that's what we need to set up.
I don't want to presume what you want to do with your group is basically.
But in terms of actually linking them together as the same group, no. But actually, have them give them all the ability to talk to each other would probably be very useful at this point.
Yeah, having them communicate behind our backs is fine. But all right, I'll talk to Starling.
They're intelligent. They're actually capable, unlike certain other universes. So,
I don't have a problem with it. I just didn't know how much you wanted your group to be tied in with my group. So,
too bad they don't have members of Believers in Bishop, or maybe they do.
my group knows.
Any rate, everybody can take 2 experience for tonight, as you have gotten back in Medipol, reestablished ties, and found that there are. Plots and counterplots going on.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty uncomfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting challenge, because what do we believe in? I mean, we could bring down the guilds here.
The families. First key point, families, which have hopefully done.
Yeah, but the families is a nice moral, unambiguous moral decision. I mean, what do we do with the guilds? Do we take them down and free these people from this police state? Because
if only we could talk on the boards about it, but that would involve people being on the board.
What are these board things you speak of?
I do but it's just, I figured this session would be rather straightforward and not complex. And then
it got when is that ever, when has that ever worked except for the Harris thing? That one was actually more straightforward.
I'm going to remind you guys just to put it out there, because I don't personally mind that you guys would talk a lot in character, but this is pulp. So generally, if you do face things head on, while it might not go perfectly for you, it is pulp. Okay. you do have an advantage over the villains.
Well, I mean, we're walking I don't know.
Just something to keep in mind.
We're planning to attack Ape Central. We're just not trying to be immediately stupid about it. We want to just try and make it, at least give ourselves a little bit of an advantage here.
Yeah, and the Watson and Crick thing's a good idea. We get the information from Watson and Crick, then we...
Maybe there's a weak point we can aim for that gives us a bonus against them.
Honestly, I think we got this information, because this is how we discovered that the apes were hardwired into their radios. This is where we got the idea to do the nasty feedback.
I thought I had it just because I scanned for them and found that they had signals and stuff.
No, because we found
out. We had done multiple attempts to find stuff out about them, and we never got a full detailed research, because part of early ones was trying to figure out where they came from, and we came up with the fact that they were once human, or at least connected with humans.
And
then the later one was much more of we were trying to actually find out how can we dispose of all these things really, really quickly.
Yeah, I just remember we found out their radios were hardwired into their heads.
Yeah, but that was kind of an obvious thing to do. And for a start, you actually...
Really?
You pulped one of their heads by yourself, so... We actually did. We had a...
Next time we won't have Munro with us.
Yeah.
Not unless we change it.
Yeah, the problem is...
not likely, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, I figured that one, no. Possibly the other one, though?
Possibly, yeah. Because, like I said, there is one Saturday in there that I'm going to have to do something with. I just don't know what that date is yet.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know.
It would be nice to get off so I don't have these... I missed 3 game sessions in a row.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah, and too bad you're losing the guy who knows how to use a gun.
Guns are overrated.
Yeah. Way overrated.
Yep.
I don't know what you mean by that.
And you guys just have no idea what Miss Elizabeth can do yet. You know, she could be able to, shoot an ant at 100 yards.
She told us she was non-combat, so I'm...
Yeah, she told you.
Yeah, she didn't also tell us she could break into houses like anything.
It was open. Don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Gavin never told us that, but he was sneaky.
Well, good night, guys. I want to get at least an hour's sleep.
How do you speak of?
All right.
Night, guys.
Game was great. Had fun. Thanks.
Good night.
Good fight. Good night.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes, or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where'd you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I got the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're a 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after.
And besides, that's the style he chose. He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these.
Right here in the U.S. And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.